technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, this morning we're hopefully going to be speaking to Mr. Harold Poole, who is one of the few surviving people who was on the Bataan Death March. So if we can get Harold, it'll be a fascinating morning. If not, why, it'll be open lines and just you and me at 970-685-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And certainly, as a little background for Harold, assuming we're going to have him with us, he was really a young man, just immediately before the Second World War began. It was quite obvious to him a year before the war was declared that America was going to go to war with Germany. So he joined the military, and where did they send him? Not in anticipation of the war with Germany. They sent him to an outpost somewhere in the Philippine Islands, and he's with a military, with a plane, Air Force unit, and working on repairing planes. And then, of course, when the Japanese attack comes and Clark Air Force Base is attacked, and we lose a lot of our planes. Of course, initially, people really found it very difficult to believe that we were actually at war with Japan. I mean, these were the soldiers there, the airmen that were there, but the idea that we were at war with Japan, I mean, most people had never even considered that. Certainly our military leaders had. They knew the attack was coming. We had the code machine that allowed them to translate the Japanese code. So we knew everything they were doing. We knew where their military was, where their officers were, where they were thinking. We knew exactly the time the attack was coming. And in Washington, D.C., they knew where the attack was coming. It was coming on Pearl Harbor, because it had this from many instances. Ambassador Gru was the American ambassador to Japan. It received a message that when the Japanese attack came, it was going to come at Pearl Harbor. Those of you who have read Robert Stinnett's book, Day of Deceit, and I think we still carry it, and then we have David Wade's book on Pearl Harbor as well, they're well worthwhile reading, because there was so much evidence the government knew where the attack was coming. I personally have in my file of copies of Secretary of War Simpson's diary, which I got when I went through his papers back at Yale University, and Secretary of War Simpson, one of the elite, member of Skull and Bones, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Secretary of War, and we have the pages. If you want them, we'll be glad to send them to you. Why, of course, he writes that on the 25th of November, he and General Marshall and Admiral Stark and I think there was one other person was at the White House with President Roosevelt, who told them the attack was coming any day. It was only a matter of how we were going to get the Japanese to fire the first shot and get us into the war. How we were going to get the Japanese to fire the first shot and get us into the war. And then that hypocritical Masonic president would get up and talk about the day of infamy, that no one knew the Japanese were going to attack, whereas they knew all along. In fact, it had been planned long ahead of time. That's why we left the fleet at Pearl Harbor. Of course, we pulled out the aircraft carriers because we wanted them for the attack, but we left the battleships there, which were more or less outmoded. We left them there as bait for the Japanese, and we left those men to die. But you see, it was for a greater good. We had to get into war with the evil Adolf Hitler and, of course, save Europe, without ever pointing out that American corporations and the British government were behind Adolf Hitler, were financing Adolf Hitler, and they were all energized by the same dark spiritual forces, because the background of the organizations that Henry Simpson belonged to, the Skull and Bone Society, the Council on Foreign Relations, came out of the same worldwide occult movement that energized Adolf Hitler, who was a latecomer to the occult, but he was, of course, a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. He kept a copy of her book, The Secret Doctrine, at his bedside. And those of you who have never gone into the background of the occult background behind the Nazis, this was what motivated the SS and why they had the skull and crossbone on their caps. This is certainly what was behind Adolf Hitler's ability to hold crowds for hours as he ranted and raved, and people just stood there in rapt fascination. This is how he was able to control the minds of the people that he worked with. He was deeply involved in the occult and had supernatural power, as do have so many of the leaders down through the centuries. And until you understand that there is this other dimension, there is power there, that can be claimed, but you don't want to claim it, believe me, ladies and gentlemen. The idea that you can, as Rhonda Byrne says in her little book, The Secret, or in her DVD, The Secret, and literally hundreds of billions of people throughout the world have heard her message on Oprah Winfrey or Larry King or Ellen DeGeneres or Jim Carrey or the fellow who wrote The Chicken Soup for the Soul, the books, I think, Jack Canfield. And, of course, they will tell you that this is the source of great power for you and can transform your life. And you can get very wealthy, and that's absolutely true. But do not claim it, because the power comes from the other side. There is a supernatural force out there. If you don't believe it, go to their website, LuciusTrust.org. Lucius, L-U-C-I-S, short for Lucifer, trust.org. They've got a website. It's all there. They're so blatant, they think that you people out there in the audience are too stupid to understand what's really going on. But there is a secret. In fact, we have a wonderful talk. We hope every one of you will get it. It's called The Forbidden Secret. Talks about that secret that has been passed down, you know, from the ancient sages, the priests and the philosophers, and of course it was told to Solon, the Greek poet, in 600. And this is what, of course, energized Pythagoras, who energized Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and even Alexander the Great. That is responsible for Alexander the Great's amazing military victories against forces 10 to 20 to 50 times his size. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Overturning the tragedy of missing children means more than just saying don't talk to strangers. Give our children specific examples of situations to avoid. More importantly, teach them how to get help when they are lost or in danger. Remember, your children are counting on you. If you have information that can lead to the recovery of a missing child, contact your local authorities. Get involved in keeping our children safe. The people at Elaine's Place, located in Fort Morgan, are proud to sponsor this campaign. Remember, that's Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to Grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's one of those days. Unfortunately, our regular guest, somebody's disconnected his phone, so it's going to be up to you. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 970-689-8255, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But, of course, see, no question at all that they knew the attack was coming. Basically, the books, Day of Deceit by Robert Stinnett, Pearl Harbor, David Wade, I forgot the exact title, but it's a book by David Wade, and they left the men there to die. Well, we had to rally the American people behind the government to get them to be willing to go to war, because nobody wanted to go to war in 1941 on the 6th of December. People remembered the First World War and how they were lied to by their government to get us into that, and how that war was fought. That was the war to end all wars, remember? World War One, the war to end all wars. The war to make the world safe for democracy. See, what does that sound like? It sounds like, oh, that's why we went into Iraq. We wanted to bring those people democracy. And while our boys are overseas fighting for freedom, while we're losing our freedom here at home, step by step, they increase government control and surveillance over people. And of course, if you look at the series of acts signed into law since September 11th, 2001, the Patriot Act, which allows people to come in and search your home without a warrant, and without your knowledge, to steal things out of your home. And then they call it the sneak and peek attack, because you might be a terrorist, and then sometime later they get their warrant, and then sometime later they may tell you that they've stolen things, or they may not tell you. How could that happen in America? That's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, you have to understand we have to do that because Osama bin Laden is sitting in a cave in Pakistan reading his laptop computer by candlelight, and Osama bin Laden is going to take away our freedom. Unless we give the government the ability to do these things, they've got to be able to check your financial records. They've got to be able to check your medical records. They've got to be able to check your travel records. And, of course, they've got to be able to check what books you're reading at the library. And they will send letters out to the librarians asking for what books you've taken out of the public library. But the librarian cannot... It's a federal crime if they ever reveal that they've been asked to supply this information to the government. Now, the government says that they have never used this. They've never, well, if they never used it, why do they have it on the books? And, of course, the librarians say, well, we can't say whether we've got the letters because we'd go to prison. And some of them have come out. They've sent out the letters, and the government's lying. Why would you lie about something like that? Why? Because governments always lie. It's sort of like the press conference they had recently with FEMA after the fires in Southern California. Only it wasn't really a press conference. It was all staged with all sorts of FEMA employees pretending that they were reporters, and they're videotaping this and broadcasting it. And here the FEMA employees pretending to be reporters, asking softball questions so that Director FEMA could give good answers, because I'm sure if they'd been given honest questions, they wouldn't have had answers. And they put that out in America simply to control our reality. Well, Of course, you can check it out on the Internet. FEMA is a little embarrassed that they got caught. But unfortunately, government, by its very essence, is dishonesty. I wish it weren't. I wish we had moral people, but America has abandoned its moral heritage. And we have good people working in government. There's no question. We have a lot of good people who are trying to just do their job. But unfortunately, the people who get to the top are usually there because of political purposes. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be promotion on the basis of ability. But the reality is that's not the way it works. And since there is another spiritual force, they work together to be absolutely certain that their people are in key positions of power in the American government and in governments throughout the world. And in fact, for those of you who have not yet seen my new syllabus on the plan to police state, we simply have sections in there where we've actually taken from the pamphlets published by the Lucius Trust, the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy. And they will tell you that they have their agents planted in governments throughout the world, both in the East and in the West. And when they're talking about the East, they're talking about the communist governments. In the West, of course, they're talking about Western Europe and the United States. And those people are working in religion. Religion? These are Luciferians. Why are they working in religion? Why are they destroying Christianity? They're changing the message of the church. They're changing the music of the church so that the Christians will not understand what is happening there. They're working in economics and political. And well, we hope many of you will want to get our new syllabus entitled The Planned Police State. It'll go along with the talk we're giving now. In fact, I'm going to be giving that talk several times tomorrow. And we have it on video. We hope to have it available in the not-too-distant future for a widespread distribution. People have to understand that we are moving towards a police state, but it is simply not the people in government, many of whom don't understand or are being manipulated, but there is another force out there. And just as Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond series, he was with MI5. Remember, most of you probably remember the original books. The motion pictures were already sort of take you off the track, but the original books always talked about, everybody thought there was a battle between communism and capitalism. Now, these were written in the aftermath of the Second World War. But Ian Fleming was bringing out the fact there was really another factor. That was Spectre. And they were this ethereal international force that were neither communist nor capitalist. They were the ones who really ran the world. And, of course, this was Ian Fleming's way of letting you know about the CFR and the Royal Institute and the people behind them. Whether he understood the spiritual force that energized them, I have no way of knowing. Most people in those days did not understand that there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. In fact, it really wasn't until the end of the Second World War that there were reports about the UFOs, which are really the demonic manifestations of this supernatural force from the other dimension, and the cattle mutilations, and certainly the crop circles, and there's so many real manifestations, things that you can see, supernatural of things, for instance, weeping statues. How can a statue weep? It can't from a material point of view if you're dealing with this dimension. But if you're dealing with the other dimension, all sorts of strange and supernatural things can happen. And when we see so much of what's going on in the world today, is this of God? Is this of man? Is this of the other God? And until Christians can understand, let alone we acknowledge only one true God, why there are other gods there. And that is who these other people worship. And if you take their publications, as I do, and I'm talking about other New Age publications, their various things they put out, there are literally millions of Americans who embrace this philosophy, who are able to tap into the other dimension, as Rhonda Burns tries to get people to do with her video or her DVD. I suggest you watch it. I suggest you understand what she's saying. She tells you there's a secret that's been passed down for thousands of years. And, of course, the DVD starts with this man, and he has in his hands an emerald tablet, a green tablet, and he's trying to make copies of it by putting a piece of parchment on it and rubbing something on it. So the material on the tablet will be recorded. Well, that is the tablet of Hermes, H-E-R-M-E-S, where the secret was recorded. And then a very dramatic sequence as soldiers are rushing in trying to find the scroll with the secret of Hermes on it. And it's really very well done dramatically. And the trouble is, it's absolutely true. There is a secret. Everybody's wanted to know what the secret was, but it was only known to that very, very special, small group of people, the members of the secret societies, the prophets, the priests of Baal, and, of course, the people who were tied into the mystery religions. And then, of course, you know, we see this brought forward into Babylon and incorporated into the Kabbalah, as I mentioned earlier, into what was told to Solon by the ancient Egyptian mystics, and they told him about lost Atlantis. And then those ideas went from Solon about 600 to Plato about 375 B.C. when he's writing his dialogues, talking about lost Atlantis and this wonderful society that existed before the flood. And then we fast forward into the 1600s with Francis Bacon writing his book on the New Atlantis. And then, of course, those ideas coming to America, and America is to be the New Atlantis that will reconstitute the old Atlantis that was destroyed by the flood. And so you see this sequence of events. Now, Rhonda Burns doesn't cover all of that in her book and in her DVD, but she sold millions of copies of that. It's popular throughout the world, and people are beginning to learn about the law of attraction and how you can manipulate the universe with your mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't try to do it, because you're not manipulating the universe. You're opening yourself to demonic possession. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We have nothing prepared this morning. We'd like to hear from you. If you'd like to talk about what's going on in Iraq and how that fits into everything I've been talking about, or what's going to happen with Iran, what's going to happen financially, how God is going to, at least I believe, God is going to respond to what's going on in the world, and how the demonic forces on the other side are going to respond, because they honestly believe that they're going to win and that Lucifer will one day replace God as the ruler of this world. Understand, this is the Gnostic belief. It has been passed down for thousands of years, and we have today, working at the highest levels of government, people who worship another god. Remember that Gnostics do not certainly look to Adonai, the god that we worship. They worship the other god, the true god, Lucifer, who gives us total freedom, who tells us we can do whatever we want to. All we have to do is give our allegiance to him, and that's the story of the videos we carry. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And some of the largest rock bands, the most successful rock bands in the music industry, are made up of people who made a bargain with the devil. And they did it openly, and they've got great wealth. and great power, and all the sex and drugs and everything they want. But of course, it will cost them. Well, at number 970-689-8255, if you haven't seen, they sold their souls for rock and roll. 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. You need to. Give us a call. We'll be right
back. Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and we've got Jerry calling in from Greeley. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to talk to you again, sir.
Always good to hear from you.
I stumbled across something a couple of days ago that I thought listeners might find interesting. It's relative to what you were warning us about the coming police state. And relative to what you were discussing yesterday with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee representative, there's a speech that an author named Naomi Wolf gave on, the title is The End of America, and she also has a short book, the same title, where she makes the historical correlation. She goes back and looks at the rise of various dictatorships in the previous century, and points out how they follow the same blueprint, basically, as they go through the sequence of eliminating our rights, the citizenry's rights.
And, you know, I have her book, and I haven't read it, and I really should. I've been meaning to. Is it good? Have you read the book?
I'm about halfway through it, yes. It's excellent. And she has a speech on YouTube. It's accessible on YouTube. Where she sort of condenses it, and it's good for reaching people who haven't started to think about these things before.
Well, you know, Jerry, the problem we have is most Americans say it couldn't happen here. Or it could happen in Rhodesia. Yeah, but that's over there. That's not here. So never stopping to remember that it was our State Department that brought the government, Mugabe's Marxist communist government, to power in Rhodesia. People have forgotten that it was the CIA and the State Department who brought the police state to Fidel Castro. People have forgotten that we financed the Russians with their police state from 1918 on, as they killed 60 million of their own people, and in China, probably 100 million people, but all done with full support of the American State Department. People don't understand the same spiritual forces are working in this country, and they are in total control of both political parties, and their ultimate goal is a police state here. And that's why they're passing all these legislation and presidential decision directives, like those passed on the 9th of May of this year. And anybody can go up on the internet and simply Google in presidential decision directive. And then, of course, that would be the Homeland Security 20, the National Security 51. And it is a blueprint for dictatorship without consent of Congress, totally ignoring the National Emergency Act of 1976. And there's not even a time limit on it. Why would George Bush put through something like that unless he was going to use it? And
yes,
not
sir.
A word of the media. And so many, I mean, why are they giving $385 million to Halliburton to stand by to build new concentration camps, or refurbishing the old Japanese concentration camps for $38 million? Or why do we have so many of the old military facilities, the old military camps now located close to rail lines, but they've changed the barbed wire not to keep people out of the base, but to keep them in the base? And there really have been plans in the past to round up American citizens and put them in concentration camps. And we have an interview with Congressman Henry Gonzalez saying exactly the case. And even the Iran-Contra hearings back, you know, during the late 1980s, because Reagan was working on a plan to round up massive numbers of Americans and put them into concentration camps. And the fact most people don't know that information has been suppressed, but it's all beautifully brought out in this syllabus.
Well, I intend to order that this morning, as a matter of fact. And I'm so grateful for the few voices like yours who try to warn the people. It seems so flagrantly obvious to look at it from my point of view, but it seems the vast majority are in the grips of some denial.
But you know, if we just keep hammering away, and there are lots of good things going on. Jerry, did you see Ron Paul last night on Jay Leno?
No, sir.
Magnificent. Really was, and Jay gave him, you know, all the right questions, and you could just tell from the attitude of the audience, Congressman Ron Paul has a lot of support, and you know, they were saying, well, you know, if we pull out of Iraq, won't we be endangering ourselves? And Ron Paul says, I'm much more concerned about the loss of our freedom here at home because of all this so-called anti-terrorist legislation. And we're far less safe today than we were before the 9/11 attack. Getting the information out, and you know, other people are getting information out. Alex Jones is doing a great job, as is Joyce Riley. And admittedly, we may not be reaching the majority of the people, but that's up to you and the other listeners to get the material, and then try to get Mr. and Mrs. Joe American, who doesn't even want to think about it, to begin realizing what will happen, you know, when we lose our freedom here.
That's all we can do is try.
Well, that's our job, and, you know, I appreciate your reminding me about Naomi. I've got her book sitting there. Somebody sent it to me. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I think everybody needs to understand that if you connect the dots, you come up with one horrible conclusion, and that is the men who control George Bush, not George Bush himself. He is simply an extension of Dick Cheney and the Trilateral Commission and the Rockefellers and these other elitists. but they want a dictatorship in America. And what they, I'm sure many of them don't even understand, that God allows these things to happen because he brings punishments on nations. They can't be punished in the afterlife, so they're punished in this life. And I fear for America when I reflect that if there's a just God, he's going to bring terrible retribution on this nation.
It just occurs to me, sir, when I try to discuss this with people, I'm frequently faced with the inability for decent people to identify with that sort of a drive, that sort of an evil drive for conquest and power. And they say, well, why would these folks want to do that? And I've begun responding that I also don't understand the motives or the drives of some sort of a sick, perverted serial killer, but I know it happens, and I can look at the evidence and see the evidence and understand there's a crime without understanding really what ultimately drives these people.
Well, an excellent reply would be, what motivated the Nazis?
Mm-hmm.
And what motivated the American CIA to help those Nazis? 10,000 of them escaped to South America so they wouldn't have to stand trial at the end of the Second World War. Most people have never heard of Operation Paperclip. Tell them to check it out. In fact, we even have a video of where Sam Donaldson, I forgot whether it was 2020 or what it was, and he followed this through back in the early 1990s and even interviews many of these Nazis. I mean, why would we have helped Martin Bormann and Dr. Mengele escape?
Well, you're right. There's just the inability for so many people to face that horror.
But ask them the question. Yep. When they ask you, why did the American government bring so many Nazi scientists to America to continue their diabolical programs, and why would they have helped Dr. Mengele and Martin Bormann escape? Operation Paperclip, they can check it out on the Internet. We've got a 4-tape set on it. Great information. We've got Craig Roberts' book, Medusa Vial. Hey, we're going to go. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
The preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network.
Why is Lee Mumui in Fukuoka renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Lee Mumui, a delicious, bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoka, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoka a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Lee Mumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out. Return the prize.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and the last segment this morning, give us a call, 970-689-8255. Our last survivor, one of the last survivors of the Bataan Death March, They've disconnected his phone. Fascinating story. We wanted you to hear about how he was used as a slave in Japan. And, of course, our government would do nothing at all about it. Would not try to get any compensation for these men who were used as slaves working in the factories in Japan, you know, during the Second World War. American soldiers are the survivors of the Bataan Death March. Well, anyway, who do we have on the line?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What was the name of the book the caller mentioned? I missed that.
Of the End of America, I believe it is, or the End of the USA, Naomi Wolf. I haven't, I've got a copy, I just haven't had a chance to read it.
Who's the author?
Naomi Wolf.
Got it, okay.
And, you know, but we have an excellent syllabus we put together. An excellent talk I gave this last Sunday, which unfortunately is not available, but we cover a lot of that in 2 4-tape sets. One is called the Military Commission Act. The other is the impending police state. But things are happening so rapidly today, and the average American is just totally oblivious of it. And the most frightening thing is that now they can use the American military against the American people. And what's frightening is that the American military aren't prepared for police work. I mean, the American military are armed with automatic weapons. They're designed to kill people. They're not designed to, as with police, with a baton, tear gas, or maybe shotgun shells or rubber bullets or things of that sort. That's what the police do, control the populace. The purpose of the army is to kill them. Why does President Bush want to use the army against the American people? We stopped doing that back in the 1870s, and people never asked the questions. Why are they so concerned about the president having the right to have a military dictatorship? Even Senator Patrick Leahy, of Vermont, talking about the Military Commission Act, says this is a blueprint for a military dictatorship. And why is it only the Democrats are concerned? I don't hear any cries of indignation coming from the Republicans. And I've been a lifelong Republican, and I'm so disappointed in them.
What's that book and the author again? I'm sorry.
Oh, Naomi Wolf.
Naomi Wolf, okay.
And I think it's the End of America or the End of the USA. You just look her up on the Internet.
Okay. Thank you,
Anything
Dr.
else?
Dan.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, fine. Well,
God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is something very, very special. And once lost, will never be regained. Unfortunately, there are evil and wicked people. Jerry was saying, what do you say to people who say, why would anybody want to do that? And the answer is because there are evil people in the world. And the same spiritual forces are at work in the United States that funded the Soviet Union from its inception. Get people to understand how the Soviet Union was funded, and we're still funding it today. An excellent source, brief, easy to read, would be our little new pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The title is taken from a speech which was given by Solzhenitsyn back in 1975, and we reproduce part of that speech in one of our newsletters. Certainly, you can read my March, April, May, and June newsletters, or preferably you want to get the pamphlet. A little easier to read, and it's inexpensive, and we reproduce them for you. Get them in people's hands. Let them understand people in the United States. Our government, in the past, has financed communism, and we're still financing them. I mean, why is Russia the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world today? Why? Because your government, under one guise or another, and great Western corporations, Exxon, of course, this includes BP and Chevron, BP and Royal Dutch Shell, both of which tie into the Bilderbergers, but they're very closely affiliated with us. I mean, each one of them had a $20 billion contract to develop the oil and natural gas resources in the Soviet Union. to make them the largest producer in the world. Why would you do that? Why, the best enemy money could buy. And now, of course, when we go to war with Iran, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it is going to happen sooner or later. Why, of course, that'll shut off the oil from down in the Gulf states. But don't you worry, the Russians then will be the major producer, because it won't interfere with them and their dominance of the world market and oil. Hey, who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Phil.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I think what a lot of these conservatives and whatnot fail to realize is all these laws and that Bush has passed, regardless of who's president, and it may well be a Democrat controlling things next, they're going to use these against the Christians and conservatives.
Sure.
It's going to come right back on us, and radio stations like this and anybody that speaks out, that's going to be hate speech. And I heard that now there's trying to pass laws against even hate symbols. They're going to put an end to all this, and these people then will be crying, and it's like, well, your guy's the one that instituted all this and it was fine. But they're not looking ahead to see that there's no question all of this stuff will be used against us.
Well, it's sort of like the alternative minimum tax. They passed that legislation because there were 150 multimillionaires in America that weren't paying any taxes. So to get those 150,150 Americans that weren't paying any taxes, they passed this legislation, and then one day we woke up and 2 or 3 or 5 million Americans were paying the alternative minimum tax. So, when you pass legislation, you never know what's going to happen. Or maybe the people who passed it knew it was going to happen, but they couldn't tell the American people what they were really up to.
Yeah, and what's that, though? Well, we're going to a break. Hey, I have to go. Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it, Al. Return the prize.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope that many of you will want to get our new syllabus on the planned police state. It goes along with the talk. The talk's not we've given it many, many times, and we cover a lot of that in some of our four-tape sets, like one four-tape set the impending police state. Two, the Military Commissions Act. Four, taper. Four, CD sets. But the syllabus really has all or so much of the material you really need to be able to convince others of what's really going on. So that's the impending police state. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. War. And then, of course, Alex Jones has a great new DVD out. It's called The End Game, and a lot of that goes into population control. And there really is a plan to kill off most of the population of the world. And we're carrying Alex's video. We think it's important. We're also carrying the book on the Bilderbergers. And I believe this audience had a chance to listen to my interview with Daryl Estulin. Perhaps not. We may not have been able to get him here, but we do have two interviews with Daryl, pardon me, Daniel Estulin, who's for the last 12 years has been researching the Bilderbergers, and you can get those two interviews with him. They're very, very similar, though. You get probably one of them. You only want to get one. But then his book on the Bilderbergers is excellent, and then, of course, he didn't get into the satanic element of that. There you need the book Satanic Crimes, and our four-tape set on Satanic Crimes, put up by William Kennedy. Gets into the Bilderbergers, their affiliation with pedophilia, Satanism, the White March in Belgium, where in Belgium over 340,000 people dressed in white marched through the streets of the nation's capital protesting the pedophile ring associated with the Bilderbergers, and not a word in the American media. And what most people don't understand is that these depraved people, some of the richest and wealthiest people in the world, tied into international finance, into international oil, heads of all of the major oil networks, all come from the Bilderberger group. Certainly they tie into the people who control the governments and the major corporations. And many of these people have their wealth because they've sold their soul to the devil. And with that comes all the sexual depravity and pedophilia and homosexuality. Everything you want is available to you when you are one of these people of great wealth. At this point, you become above the law. So the book Satanic Crimes, both the four-tape set and the book are available from Radio Liberty, along with the book, Daniel Estulin's book on the Bilderbergers and how they... And then if you haven't, really ought to get either a CD, my interview with him, or the tape. And he tells how they tried to kill him, how they tried to bribe him, how they tried to intimidate him. They do not want the American people to know about this super secret group that dominates Europe and the United States. Of course, it ties into the Trilateral Commission and the Club of Rome and the CFR and to the nobility, the royal families of Europe, which is just as decrepit and decadent today as they were centuries ago. Well, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.